Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We seem to have talked a lot about hoarding behavior this hour, which is, if you're going to hoard something, hoard the things that make you feel happy in your life. Don't hoard stuff. Hoard emotions and hoard, when I say hoard them, hang on to them, file them, keep them close at hand so that they can do their magic on you. And as you hear, keep a notebook and keep a log. And as I was explaining, as I said to somebody over the weekend, it's a great way of charting your progress. If you're in therapy, which is not certainly a bad idea, it's a way of expediting the therapy, of making it go faster and more quickly. And you don't have to write you don't have to write for long periods of time. It's perfectly okay, for example, to write one sentence. Or if you're going to do gratitude, you can write two things you're grateful for that day or three things you're grateful for that day. But get in the habit of being a bit more self-aware. As Aristotle says, Aristotle said a couple things. I think it's Sophocles says the unexamined life is not worth living. Aristotle said happiness is for pigs. So we'll let them duke it out. All right, let's continue to talk a little bit about gratitude. See what else people are grateful for.
Betsy says, I am grateful that I was born in the USA. The opportunity to be anything you want to be is a great thing. To be born an American is a true blessing.
That's true, especially when you talk with people from other countries or you see documentaries about how women are treated. Someone said that the world's best idea was to be born female in the United States. At this moment in history. And I think that probably the best thing to be born is a white male, to be quite honest, but a female isn't bad. And Pitch Perfect was, as many pointed out, was the name of the movie, and they said the pitches are back, which I found offensive.
For Flaw says, my moral health.
Okay. I don't know how, if you'd like to be more explicit about that, sort of a provocative statement. Does that mean that you had moral illness at some point? I don't know. It is a provocative statement. We like provocative statements. We also like answers to provocative statements or clarifications to provocative statements.
Marcia says, my dogs, Scooter and Sophie, and she actually posted a picture of her two dogs.
Are they cute? Are they the cutest dogs ever?
They are.
Good. We love cute dogs. So we've had Scooter, Sophie, Bubbles, and what was the other dog's name? There was another dog.
There was. But, I'm just not sure if the name was mentioned.
No, it was, because I remember we thought we could maybe breed them together. Bubbles and something. That was sort of a P.
I'll look back.
All right.
Don says, my pets, too. They are my sanity at times.
All righty.
Genevieve says, my gift of faith. My faith is always there for me, and he, talking about the Lord, is forever with me.
Okay.
Just three more here. Marcy says, the wisdom I have achieved over the years, I wouldn't trade it in for anything in the world.
Well, that's a good point. You know, if I knew then what I knew now, kind of thing. Fair enough.
And Bill says, friends to talk. He's grateful for friends to talk to after the family leaves.
It probably means to complain to. Right? I can't believe they did that. I can't believe I'm from such a dysfunctional family. There we go.
And then last one here from Robin. She says, my best friend. And all of my memories, I'm grateful for all of them, even the bad times. They make me who I am.
Well, there's that whole thing about memories, isn't there? and it's become an issue. It's actually one of the issues that kind of emerges several times in on Fast and Furious. But we are our memories, and if we don't have memories, we don't. We become less who we are. I mean, and they consider anything we learn as a memory, right? Anybody we've known is a memory. Any experience we've had. So anything that messes with your memories, that's why I get very anxious at movies that sort of talk about changing your memories, you know, Total Recall and The Spotless Mind, things like that. You know, I've walked out of them because I thought, I don't want anybody messing with my memory. Leave my head alone. Walk away from my brain. So, yeah. Alrighty, well, nice job, folks. Alright, so let me reiterate that I've made it temporarily. I've made the executive decision. Manny and I together made the executive decision to sort of acknowledge April Fool's Day this year, which I've been in this business for a while, and I usually try and finesse it. I try and finesse 2 days of the year. One is my birthday, because as much as I appreciate you guys calling up and wishing me happy birthday, it's not exactly fascinating radio, right? So I appreciate it, but I finesse it. Not to mention I lie, you know, outrageously about my age, so that's okay. And the other is April Fool's Day, because my job really is to take you at your word and to help you with whatever it is that you're feeling. So saying, oh, come on, you're pulling my leg, really, doesn't work very well. But I figure for one day I'll give you guys, but you guys have to cooperate on this. This is kind of a joint deal. Manny and I can agree to it, but you guys have to be in on the joke or it's not going to work. We're going to have to sing the Star Spangled Banner for 3 hours tomorrow in the key of F or something. So you guys have to plan to, and you can all start with saying, well, my friend has this problem. That used to be the common beginning sentence when I started in this business of, well, I don't have a problem, but my friend has this problem. And I would say, well, why don't you have your friend call me? Because it's a lot easier to deal with it directly. But, all right, so you guys got to sort of either goof with me tomorrow, or I don't know what we'll do. Maybe we'll do it for the first hour and see how it goes. I don't know. You can hear I'm beginning to rethink this even as I go through it. So. Oh, dear. Well, this may be one of the things I'm grateful for. I didn't do it before, and I'll never do it again. Although that's what I say about giving up chocolate for Lent every year. I've been doing this for, what, maybe 20 years? And every year I think, okay, it's too difficult. Why am I doing this? And then I do it again because I forget that I should keep a notebook that says I actually do this. I have an address book, and I have it in my phone as well. In fact, somebody asked me for my daughter's phone number today, and I had to look it up. I just hit the button, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad I can remember my own phone number, but I actually in my address will write down, don't even think about it. I'll forget that I, you know, really don't want to do business with this person, so I have to write myself a little note saying, okay, don't do this.
Riley was the name of the other dog that we were thinking of.
There we go.
There we go.
Riley and Bubbles. Thank you. Mm-hmm. See, I knew they were coming in. And did you see Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be in Southpaw? And he was in Nightcrawler, being a scrawny guy, and now he's impossibly cut.
Hmm.
I mean, like, serious steroids. Doesn't even look like the same person. Where do you see the steroidal muscles in Fast and Furious?
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about that movie. Yeah, well, that's.
I saw something, and I don't know if it's an early April Fool's joke or not, but I guess Vin Diesel is like already confirmed a Fast and Furious 8, which I'm not sure I believe. I just kind of saw the.
Oh, I think there is. I think that they've got Jason Statham as the bad guy, and he's almost like Hannibal Lecter. So I think they've probably thinking about it.
Hmm.
I'll tell you about the movie on Thursday. It's not worth all the discussion we're having prematurely to it. Maybe it's an April Fool's joke. No, unfortunately, we're going to have to do it April 2nd. All right? 855-99-3-7569. So if you want to get your serious questions in, do them today. And I'll come back and tell you about DVDs as well. 855-99-3-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that. 855-99-37569. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I was just wanting your opinion on something. I work as a caregiver for a woman who's in her 90s, and she's my only client.
Okay.
And I see her about 10 hours a week. And so her family is all far away, and so there's a team of us that help her with her, like, personal needs and what have you. So I also sell essential oils, and there's some oils that are in particular that would be helpful for her arthritis, because, you know, we, like, put arthritis cream on her, and she doesn't seem to be getting any real relief. And so, but the part of the problem is the company that I work for, you're not supposed to, like, see your clients, like, outside of work, because it's
right.
sort of, like, a little bit unethical. But I did contact her daughter, because the hospice nurse and I talked, and she thought it would be good for her daughter to sort of buy some of these essential oils for me, because they would be helpful for her mom.
Have you tried the oils on your patient, on your client?
I have, and she, when I used them on her knees and her shoulders, she didn't ask for heat on her. I mean, she didn't say, you know, wow, this is amazing, but she didn't ask for heat on her knees, or she didn't, like, complain about her arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of went with the idea that they worked, or they gave her some kind of relief.
Little kiddo, slippery slope here. How often does her daughter come?
Well, that's the thing. Her daughter's coming this weekend for Easter.
Perfect. Perfect.
And
how much is one of the vials of essential oil, a sample of it, let's say?
Probably like $20.
Okay. Why don't you can probably distill it into a smaller vial or something, yes? So you can give her a sample?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Here's what I would do. I would say, look, I think this works, but I don't want to run into any even hint of impropriety. Let me give you this as a gift. And you try it on your mom and see how the two of you feel about it, because and then we can go from there. And then I'd leave it alone.
Okay.
And what I might do is, there are probably other people she could buy it from other than you. Because, kiddo, if somebody says, well, Karen sold it to her, and that could cost you your job, and it's not worth it. So.
Okay.
I would make her a gift of a small amount of it, ask her how she feels about it. If she comes to you about it, that's a different issue. But I might do a little research to see if she could buy it from one of your friends, or buy it at a Vita store or something, because it's just not, you know, it's perception becomes reality. And if somebody feels that somehow you took advantage of a 90-year-old lady, I mean, it's just not worth it, no matter how much you would sell her. I think it's good that you think it'll work on her. I would make a gift of it to the daughter, leave it to the daughter. And if the daughter says, I'd like to buy some from you, say, okay, but I need to sell it to you, because I don't want in any way this to be an implication that I was in any way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, okay, and that's how I do it. But I would make a gift of it, because, look, it's not a bad PR thing. And if you have a colleague that she could buy it from, and your colleague could sort of do a referral for you as well, that's probably the safest thing to do, because it's just not, no matter how much, even if she bought $100 worth, it's not worth it to you, because it'll cost you your reputation at some point, and somebody will find out about it, and somebody will misinterpret it.
Okay.
Okay, I'd be really, really, and clearly you are. You wouldn't have called me about it. So it's great that you have something that you think might work. Make a gift of it to the daughter. If the daughter decides she wants to buy it, say, listen, I'd love to sell it to you, but I don't want there to be any hint of impropriety here. And then the daughter may just go and get permission to buy it, or you could refer to a friend or something.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, her daughter wanted to meet up with me this Saturday, and, of course, that's not one of the days that I'm working, so I didn't want to go to her client. I didn't want to go there because I'm not supposed to.
Well, just say that, I'll meet you at the coffee shop or whatever. I don't,
Okay.
But, I think your caution is very, it serves you very well.
Okay.
And if she decides to do it, and I know I'm sounding like the IRS, I would probably make it a cash deal rather than a check. So, because you don't want something hanging around. I don't know. I suppose if it's a cash deal from the daughter, to it just shouldn't be written on the mother's account, no matter what.
Oh well, yeah, she wouldn't. Her mother wouldn't be the one buying it, because she doesn't usually buy anything.
But you could still, it gets really tricky. So I'd probably refer to a friend is what I do, is say, look, I'd love to sell it to you, but I don't want there to be any hint of impropriety here. And if she pushes you, then that would be okay, of saying, thank you for taking such good care of my mother, and I was thrilled that I tried this oil on her, and I thought it was great, and I wonder if there's any way I could possibly, you know, buy some from you or something like that. But I would have something in writing that says that she came to you about it rather than the other way around. And then, you know what, even then I would go to my boss and say, look, this is, you know, she sent me this letter. Or maybe I'd have the daughter send something to your friend or to your boss and ask about it.
Okay.
So it bypasses you completely. So if the boss says it's okay, then you have a paper trail that says you were in no way involved in this. And if she says no, I'd let it go.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, great.
Yeah,
thank
but good
you
for you,
much.
And the daughter will be thrilled that you're giving her this extra care, and the massage itself may be part of what's going on, but let the daughter be the initiator of anything rather than you. Okay, but I would give her a little vial of it as a gift. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy whatever.
Right. All right.
Alrighty?
All right, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, Caesar's wife. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Joy?
I
have
thank you.
Good. I have a just a really sad situation here. I have an employee that made a remark to two other African American employees about her work, and I have it's two restaurants, and she works at one location. She has worked at the other location also. And she stated to the two African-American employees, she said she doesn't like to work there because there's too many blacks.
Ooh.
I know. And she's African-American herself.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'm crazed. I am absolutely. It goes.
Do you think she was kidding?
No. And it's got to be zero tolerance. Do you not agree?
All right, let's talk about this. Let me put you on hold, and we'll figure out what we're going to do about this. All right? Thank goodness she was black. It could be much worse. Let's talk about it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Julie, who's got kind of a mess on her hands. She has one of her workers who has commented to two other workers that she doesn't like working there because there are too many blacks. And the complication is all three of them are African-American. So I assume that you found out about this because the two other women complained, yes?
It was actually a man and a woman, and I saw that the complaining employee was kind of sullen, and I said, oh, you know, I hope everything's okay with her. And the one employee said, well, she doesn't like to work here. And I said, why? I said, come on. And he's like, and then he said, she doesn't like to work here because there's too many blacks. And I my mouth just dropped. So, I'm just...
Have you talked to her about it?
Not yet. I haven't talked to her yet.
When did this happen?
Young. Today. She's 18. She's 18 years old. She's really young.
Okay, well, that, I mean, the first thing I would do is I would holler in and, you know, say, hey, what's going on here? And she may have thought that it was funny or she was being, and I guess it depends on how much you like this kid. If she's been a good worker and she's on time and she's usually mm-hmm. easy to get along with, and she is 18, which is 18 is probably, if you look up 18 on Google, it says stupid. Mm-hmm. So if you feel that this is somebody who is valuable to you, it may be worth it to give her a chance to make amends, to explain and to make amends. And because she would be offended if someone said that to her. It's an offensive comment. It's a bigoted comment. And that I'm not sure that I don't think Jews are allowed to be anti-Semitic. I don't think blacks are allowed to be racist. I don't think women are allowed to be sexist. I think that bigotry is bigotry. But I do think that because she's 18 and that I would at least give her a chance to explain what's going on here, because if very least you can educate her so she doesn't do this again. Now, whether she continues to work for you, I think it's going to be up to you and up to how she receives this, this situation, whether she's apologetic or thought she was kidding or,
I do think she will be apologetic, and I want it to be more of a life lesson than a, you know, zero tolerance reprimand, if that makes sense.
No, I agree. And maybe she needs to go back and explain to the two people she offended.
Yeah.
I would be willing to suspend. I mean, look, you always have the iron fist available to you. But as you point out, she's young, and I think that lots of us did really stupid things when we were young. And it wasn't because we were mean, it's because we were thoughtless. And that that firing her, you always have that option, but giving her an opportunity to explain it, to be remorseful to you, to be remorseful to the other two people, so if she can convince them it's okay, that maybe you'd let it go, because they're the people who essentially lodged the complaint, even though they didn't exactly lodge the complaint.
Right.
And it may also make them feel a little bit guilty as well. So you have an opportunity, as you say, to teach a life lesson as opposed to just scold. So let's see what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Good luck. And I would just go into it of saying, I need some explanation here. And I wouldn't, you know, I would just go in saying that, and I would just say that, I need some explanation. And if she plays dumb, then that's a reason to cut her not very much slack. If she says,
sure.
I mean, look, you're smart, you're used to being a boss, you're obviously sensitive to the situation, but I would have her come up with the explanation and what she thinks would be appropriate. I would even, rather than suggest to her what she should do, I would have her come up with what she thinks she could do to make this right.
Okay, I think that's a great idea.
Okay,
well,
and then
you
you'll know.
Much.
You're welcome. You'll know that either she gets it, and she's going to be one of those people in 10 or 15 years who's going to call and say, you know, my Julie was my first boss, and I did this really stupid thing, and she could have fired me, and she didn't, and she made me take responsibility. So I think there's an opportunity here, exactly as you say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. If you need some more help, give me a call back. Right, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All righty, I think what I'm going to do here is, dun, dun, dun. I have like 6 minutes, right?
Probably more like five.
More like five. Let's see if I can find my famous DVDs. I had them set aside at some point, but then, I don't know, my computer is kind of like my cell phone. It sort of says, I don't think so, Joy. You know, we'll just change this word to something that means completely different. Thanks, cell phone. All right, Manny, lay on the noise for the DVD.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Well done, Manny.
I had it all queued up and ready.
I know you did. You're so good about this. All right, so we've got like three sort of relatively gravitas. Well, gravity seems to be exactly the right term since we're talking. The first one is Interstellar. Alrighty. This one, I'm trying to remember how this did it. This one was long, 245 minutes. Okay, here's the deal. A global crop blight and second Dust Bowl are rendering the planet uninhabitable. Michael Caine, a brilliant NASA physicist whom we never trust, is working on plans to save mankind by transporting Earth's population to a new home via a wormhole. Dun, dun, dun. But first, Brand must send former NASA pilot Cooper, Matthew McConaughey, who keeps his shirt on through most of this, and a team of researchers through the wormhole, surprise, surprise, because he's in a spacesuit. They were going to try and get him in one that had no top, but never mind. And across the galaxy to find out which of three planets could be mankind's new home. We've also got Anne Hathaway in this, Jessica Chastain, Bill Irwin, Ellen Burstyn. Mackenzie Foy plays the daughter. This one gets a little... This is Christopher Nolan. This one gets a little confusing in terms of the science. But part of it is really... It's really fun, and you'll like the ending, I think. All right, so... Interstellar, if you haven't seen it, as I said, it's a little long. But, I mean, the good news about watching it at home is that you can fast-forward through the parts you feel... But, I mean, the science... They had NASA scientists working on this, so supposedly the science is better than it should be. There are a couple of things in it that are not going to make any sense. They just don't. There's just no way you can figure it out that way. But it's an interesting movie. Island of Lemurs, Madagascar. This one didn't do very well, and I'm not sure exactly why. But again, it's one of those things that you know kind of fun to watch. Wild is the one that got. Oscar nominations for both Laura Dern, who didn't have a chance against Patricia Arquette, but I mean it's an amazing performance, and Reese Witherspoon. It follows a book that was written. This one's a mere hour 55. That with the dissolution of her marriage and the death of her mother, Cheryl Strayed, who's the real person here, has lost all hope after years of reckless, destructive behavior, including promiscuous sex and drugs. She makes a rash decision. With no experience, driven only by sheer determination, she hikes more than 1,000 miles of the Pacific Crest Trail alone. Wild powerfully captures the terrors and pleasures of one young woman forging ahead against all odds on a journey that maddens, strengthens, and ultimately heals her. I mean, the first thing that occurred to me on this one is... Even no matter how much of an amateur you are, you're not going to wear hiking boots for the first time. You're going to break them in on your feet. I mean, how stupid is that? It's one thing to be courageous and courage and you know, knocking over the traces. It's another thing to do incredibly stupid things. Why would you? Anyway, it's an interesting movie, but it did occur to me that that's not the world's smartest thing to do. I mean, even if you're an amateur... You'd have more than one pair of shoes. Second of all, you break in your shoes before you go on a 1,000-mile hike. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting concept. I'm not one of those people that is hunkering to set a world record and do all this stuff with myself. It's not that I like speed, not danger. All right, but the pick of the week. I mean, Interstellar is interesting. Wild is interesting as well, but the movie that I would send you to see is Imitation Game. This was nominated, as you know, for an Oscar, and the problem is that when you have really smart people, this was the one with the theory of everything as well, and that when you've got really smart people and their thoughts and their insights are what got them to where they it's not very cinematic. I'll tell you what, can I come back and tell you a little bit more about this? Because I don't want to give it short shrift, and I've got the music. So I'll tell you about Benedict Cumberbatch, who's probably got the best name in all of filmdom, in just a moment, all right? Come back with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'll tell you about Benedict in a moment. Diane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. I'm going to help.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you were aware, in the Reese Witherspoon movie where she is walking and she's offered a ride, the person that offers her a ride in the movie is the actual girl that the book was based on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There
you go. In the book, it's a man that offers her a ride, but in the movie, it is actually the real gal.
You know, I saw Into the Wild, which is a different one. I can't believe that the stories were so similar, and the other one was Mia Wasikowska, and she plays a woman who essentially does the same thing, except she goes through the Australian outback, the desert, and they show the woman who on whom it's based, who's gorgeous. And Diane Shayad was I think attractive as well. I mean they're both very attractive blonde women, but it was I mean it's sort of interesting when the real life person is better looking than the movie star. And both Mia and Reese are gorgeous women as well. Well, that's a good thing to know. Did you read the book?
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Very good book, yeah.
All righty. Well, Diane, thank you for being that fount of information. Did you like the movie?
I did. I liked the book better.
Yeah, I think that's. I'm trying to remember if there's ever. I think the only time I ever liked a movie better than the book. I was going to say Heidi, but I don't think that was true. I think I loved the book Heidi. There was one example that I thought that the movie was actually better than the book, but I can't remember what it was at this moment. So, I mean, books you get to use your imagination.
The book is better. Unbroken. It tells a lot of what he does after he gets out of the war,
yeah.
And it becomes such a philanthropist to help the community.
Yeah, I did.
The better book.
Yeah, and the movie was awful as far as I was concerned. It was pornographic at some point in terms of the violence, I thought. And it was three different movies, so.
Yeah.
All right, my dear, clearly a movie book fan.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Diane. All right, we'll finish up with talking about a movie. I should have asked her if she saw Imitation Game. I'll bet you she did. And I believe this was based on a book as well. Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch, as I said, who's got the world's best name. Stars at Alan Turing, who was a mathematician, logician, cryptologist, and computer scientist. He essentially invented the first computer, who led the group to crack the German Enigma code that helped the Allies win World War II. And they feel it shortened it by at least two and a half years. I mean, he was a genius. He could kind of see things that other people couldn't see. He went on to develop the computers at the University of Manchester after the war. And then the tragedy, he was gay, and he was prosecuted by the government in 1952. He was put on chemical castration and ended up committing suicide. And this is a man who single-handedly saved Western civilization. I mean, you can't believe it. It's just such a tragedy. Benedict Cumberbatch is great. Keira Knightley plays the woman who loves him and doesn't quite deal with the fact he's gay. Matthew Beard is in it. I mean, Charles Dance is in it. It's Mark Strong. It's a terrific movie. And probably, I mean, it's not that it did badly, because it didn't do badly. It just hard to depict in a cinematic way the interior struggles that people have. I mean, we're much more used to fast cars and exploding things. And I mean, even in A Beautiful Mind, there was all that stuff he wrote all over the walls. So, but all right. So the ones that opened this week, basically hard to go wrong. Interstellar has got some kind of mind-bending science. Island of Lemurs, Madagascar is not my favorite, but something for the kids. Imitation Game is brilliant and upsetting. And Wild is showing women can do incredibly stupid things as well. Incredibly stupid, dangerous things. So what are you going to do? Alrighty, 855, there's my DVD releases where it was hiding. 855-99-375-69. So we finished up with gratitude. And let me just underline that I think, you know, just try it today. Just start writing down before you go to bed at night or when you get up in the morning or both, two or three things to be grateful for and see where you get. All right? Just try it and see if it doesn't improve your outlook. If you do it before you go to bed at night, probably going to help you sleep a little bit better, just because we know that that actually does work. Okay? What have I got here? About 3 minutes, right?
Yep, 3 minutes.
All right, well, this is one of the alarming things. There have been three documentaries that I know about in the last couple of months. One is Antarctic Edge. One is, I think it's called A Year on the Ice. And what's the third one? Can't remember what the third one is. But there have been three in the last couple of months. Scientists recorded the hottest day in Antarctica last week. Not a good sign. Now, for those of us who are freezing to death in Northeast, we're saying, well, maybe we should move to Antarctica. Maybe it was warmer there. But, you know, it is an issue, because it turns out that that global change, that the only place that's been really cold is the Northeast. The rest of the country has been unusually hot. So here I have two pieces of very good news for you. First of all, police all over the U.S. are issuing fewer traffic tickets. Because I guess because speed limits have been dropped down. At least they have around here.
I was going to ask, does that mean that...
I can't hear you, Manny.
I was going to ask, does that mean that they are giving out more warnings and less tickets, or are people actually speeding less?
Well, it may also be that there's kind of a psychological... they said catching a break, writing fewer tickets, the decrease is because police have become softies. It says not enough people are breaking the law or being caught breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
They've plummeted like 21%.
Wow.
And the problem from the
court, big drop off.
That is that that's how they make money. So that's probably not going to last for very long.
Yeah.
My favorite story of the day is probably that McDonald's is going to test all day breakfast beginning in April. I mean, I think the egg, not the egg McMuffin, because that's just a heart attack on an English muffin, but the egg white one with the turkey bacon and the low-fat cheese. There you go. A lot of places now doing breakfast. A partial menu features some of McDonald's breakfast sandwiches and hash browns. They didn't say which ones they're going to make.
Hmm.
They only offer it to 10:30. They're saying, given tight kitchen space, logistically, breakfast and lunch is going to be a problem. But somehow they've decided that they're going to see if they can do it. Make breakfast outside normal hours, keeping pace with shifting habits. Too early to speculate. Breakfast items available to sell all day. Service a reminder to customers that McDonald's have craveable food to sell.
Hmm.
As a result of this, their stock went up 90 cents.
Well,
I guess people on Wall Street like breakfast. They want it your way. Alrighty, tomorrow, April Fool's Day. Come up with an April Fool's question for me, alright? Hopefully. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.